Okay. Today's daf is daf Chav Zayin. We are three lines from the bottom on Chav Vav Mebe. So we are discussing the machlokes between Rabba and Rava, who argue about the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan or Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Meaning there's a machlokes. The issue brought up is neder shehuter miksasa hutar kulo, a neder that part of it becomes hutar, ruined, opened, allowed, so then the rest of the neder also becomes allowed. That was Rabbi Akiva's principle later on in the Mishnah, and that is what is being discussed here. So, we had a machlokes between Rabba and Rava. And again, if anybody had problems getting that sheet, please email. It was put up, but you can email us, and we'll try to make sure that you have it. But I think it should be up there. So Rabba said that the machlokes is about mishan et dvarav, and if somebody says a neder at stage one, and then at stage two, when he finds out the mitzius, whether he sees his father is there eating the fruit or some other type of mitzius, that he changes. That the machlokes is by mishan et dvarav. And Rava says the machlokas is by Maimid Vara, where he keeps intact what he originally said. So we're going to relate again one more time to that machlokas. One more question of the Gemara. So Esve Ravina, you don't need the sheets for the following, you can have it if you want. Esve Ravina Larava. So one more question on Rava. Again, just to remember, Rava is the one that said that the machlokas is by Maimid Varav. But by Mishanid Varav, everybody agrees that the whole thing is mutter. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Rabbi Nassan says in the Tosefta, Yesh neder she miksasu mutter miksasu asur. There's a neder that miksasu mutter miksasu asur, meaning you do not say huta miksasu huta kula. Kate said, what's the case? Neder min akalkala. Vahayu babano shuach. Person sees a basket, and a basket of figs. And he, guess he doesn't want to eat any, so he makes a neder from the basket. I don't want to have any hand off in the basket. But then he realizes, and somebody tells him, that there are beno shuach. There are very fancy type of figs in the basket. And he didn't realize it. The Amr, and he says, Ilo isi yodeja beno shuach basochev. I would have known that beno shuach are in there. Lo isi no there. Would never have made the neder. Not exactly clear what exactly he said. Well, the Gemara is going to explain it. But in that case, hakalkala asura beno shuach buteris. In that case, we originally thought that everything else in the basket is asur, and the beno shuach are mutter, meaning you do not say huter miksasa huter kulo. Achibah Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came along, v'li made it, taught us that principle, netash huter miksasa huter kulo. That's the end of the Tosefta. So what exactly is the case here where we don't say, where Lamaskana we do say, huter miksasa huter kulo? So my lav is in the case as follows. Da'amar ilo ha'isi odeya, she beno shuach besocha, had I known that the verb beno shuach inside, these fancy type of figs, ha'isi omer te'enim shcharus ulovados asuros beno shuach utaros, I would have been mefarate. I would have specified the black and the white figs are asur to me and the beno shuach are mutter to me. Isn't that what the case is discussing? Meaning it's a case where you first say everything's asur, like a kolchem case, and then you change it. In our terminology, isn't this a case of mishaneh? V'Rabbi Akiva hi, and who's talking in this Tosefta? Rabbi Akiva's talking, u'pligi Rabbanan. So if it's only Rabbi Akiva, obviously this is the case of machlokas, and isn't it a case of mishaneh? So it's a kasha on you, Rava, because you, Rava, said that by mishaneh everybody agrees. So why would it only be Rabbi Akiva? That's the kasha. So lo, answers the Gemara, no. Who says it's not a case of mishaneh? What gives you that impression? But omer ilo ayisi yodesha b'no shuach besocha. No, the case is, if I hadn't known that there were these fancy dates inside, fancy figs, ha'yisi omer kalaka kalasir b'no shuach butaros. It's a case of maimid, not a case of mishaneh. So the case of maimid, that's exactly what I say the case of machlokas is, says Rava. So no problem. Two ha'aris. Number one, the Ran, on the previous Amud, on the fifth line, says that this case of the figs is a case that does not even need She'ela. The fifth wide line at the bottom, on Chav Vav Mebeis, says the Ran, Nirali, to be miksaso mutter below She'ela ka'amar. The Ran said that this case of the figs, you don't even need She'ela. It's automatic. It's automatic neder shel ta'us. And the Shalmi Nedarim makes the Ha'ara that the Ran did not say this in the previous Gemara about the case of the onions, which we had yesterday, where somebody says, all onions are asur to me, and then somebody tells him that kufri is healthy for the heart, says, oh, if I would have known. So the Shalmei Nedarim asks, why over here, in the case of the figs, does the Ran say that you don't even need She'ela, while in the case of the onions from yesterday, you do need She'ela. So says the Shamini Dharam, because there's a difference in what's happening. Ken yish l'chalek, bein hach debatzel sha'ani toin l'hachtan adem l'akakala, v'yiba b'roshuach. What's the difference? To galbe kalkala, in this case of the basket and the figs, lo yada klal sheish b'roshuach. When the guy made the nether, he didn't know what was in it at all. He didn't know that there were these types of figs in there. V'havi mut'eh be'ikir ha'neder. There was a mistake in the whole assumption of his making the neder, therefore you don't need she'ela there. But over by the onions, he knew every mitzius. He knew what was there. He knew that he was including all onions. What happened? Somebody later on told him that kufri was healthy. But he included kufri. He just didn't know kufri was healthy. But he included it. If he wouldn't have known that batzel ra lalev, that batzel is bad for the heart, lashon haneder shelo b'mashma kala batzel mafilu kufri. In one case, he didn't even know there was no shua there. Here he's including kufri. He just didn't know an aspect, an attribute of kufri. So that's why that's not a ta'us be'ikir haneder, and that's why you would need she'elah. So that's the Ran's ha'ara, the Shalmei Nedarim's explanation of the Ran, why in our new case today of the figs, we say that it's without she'elah, while yesterday's last case of the onions, it l'chora is with she'elah. The Ran does not say that chiddush there. One other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. The Tosfos. Tosfos has a question here. Yesterday, when we brought up the case of the onions, the Gemara says, isn't this a case of what? The Gemara's assumption is that it's a case of Maimid. And then we say, no, it's a case of Mishana. And here, all of a sudden, we say, isn't this a case of Mishana? That's the Havamina here, in the fig case. Isn't this a case where you specified? And then Rav answered, no, it's a case of Maimid. So why, in the Havamina, which one is more pasha to say? If you don't know, what would have been your Havaminas? We have two different cases here. Why yesterday Tosfos asked that question? The first Tosfos on Chav Zayin and Aleph. V'yim Tomer Maishna Gabi Batzel. Why by Batzel yesterday's case, the Havamina of the Makshe, is that the case is you were Maimed. And therefore you had a Kasha on Rava. And here you have a case of Mishana. That's the Havamina. It's a Kasha on Rava. Why would you think differently in the Havaminas? Says Tosfos, V'yish Lomar, to Gabi Batzel, Mashma Batzel Stama. When you say onions, so we know what you mean. You include onions, all onions. So later on, when you find out that one is healthy, there's no reason for you to change and be more specific. Masha Einkein, in the case of the basket, there's something else involved. If you say, it's also for me to get benefit from that basket. So what might you mean? You probably don't, but what might you mean? The basket itself. Who says what's in the basket? Maybe the basket itself you're being no different from. How do you know what's in the basket? So that's why it says Tosfos, there's more of a reason for us to think that you specify in the fig basket case. Because there you might give the misimpression that it's the basket itself that you're being no different from. So that's why there might be a difference over there by the onion case. There's no reason for us to think that you're going to specify for any reason. Mashaken here, there is a reason to specify. Okay. Let's finish up. Mantana, by the 10th line, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, last two words. Mantana, Haditana Rabbanan, who is the author of the following Braisa? Nadar Mechami, two line Braisa. Nadar Mechami Shabbatei Adam Ke'echad. Huter Lechad Be'ah Huter Kulan. The first line of the Braisa says if you make a nether from five people, once one of them is matired, then they're all matired. Chutz Me'echad Me'han, Hu Mutar Ve'en Asurin. But if you add on, except for one of them, so then that one is mutter and the rest are usser. So it's very unclear exactly what the case is, how is it matered later. But either way, we know the first case, the halacha is huter miksasa huter kulo. And the second case is a case where darv kayamin, your words stand. So the Gemara assumes, this is how the Ran explains it, that the first case where you say huter miksasa huter kulo has to be a case of mishana, where you change something. And that's more of a reason to say, like we said yesterday, the more you change, the more we say the whole thing is undermined. The second case where we say Dvar of Kayamin is a case of Maimed, is a case where you're keeping what you said originally. If you're keeping what you said originally, that's why you'd say the Dvar of Kayamin. So now we just plug in what is Rava and Rava each say about Maimed and Mishana. Again, if the Resh is a case of Mishana, you're changing your words. And the Seif is a case of Maimed, so the Gemara just explains, Ila Rabba. So according to Rabba, Resh or Akiva, the first line is Rabbi Akiva because Rabba says that only the Machlokes case is a case of Mishana. So the Resh is only Rabbi Akiva. the Sefer de Riakol, because the Sefer, everybody agrees by Maimid. Ila Rava, and Rava would say the opposite. Sefer Rabbana, the Sefer is the Rabbana, because that's the case. Maimid is the case of Machlokes. Vereshit de Riakol, so the Gemara just plugs in Rava and Rava Shita from yesterday. End of Sugya of Huta Miksasa Huta Kulo. A couple of points. Who do we paskin like? Do we say Huta Miksasa Huta Kulo? Do we paskin that way? So, interesting methodological point. The Ran, again, on the previous Amud, 5 lines from the bottom. The Ran says, Ula Inyan Halacha, 5 lines from the bottom. Kaima Lanka Rabbi Akiva, Alimit the Base Hillel. The Netzah Huta Miksasa Huta Kulo. Number one, we pass it like Rabbi Akiva. Right? Huta Miksasa Huta Kulo, number one. Number two, what about the Machlokes? About the Machlokes? Rabba and Rava. Who do we paskin like? So the Ran says you have reasons to paskin like each one. Upukta the Rabba Varava, give unto Ikala Mamrad Hilchza Karaba. Mishum Navi Rabbi Darava. On the one hand, Rabba is Rabba's Rebbe. So maybe you should paskin like Rabba. Because if the Rebbe tells you to do something in the Talmud, right, as the Gemara says, Divrei HaRava, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomin. So on the one hand, you should paskin like Rabba because he's the Rebbe. But on the other hand, the Ikala Mamrad Hilchza Karaba, Mishum Tabasrahu. He's the later one. So usually you say that by periods of time. Not by people. What, you always pass it like the student? No. You pass it like Rosh Feisi's Talmud, because he's Basra. They usually say that in terms of periods of time. But either way, the Ran here used it by people. So you should pass it like Rabba because he's the Rebbe, or like Rabba because he's the later one. So he says, the Ran passes Lechumri. He passes like Rabba Lechumri. Yeah. Right, those two principles are inherently a stira. That's why I mentioned usually it's not a stira. Because usually the principle of Basra is not used by two people. Basra. He's the later one. Usually it's a later time period. A later time period in the Amoraim, but not Dafka Rebbe to Talmud. But either way, that's the Ran. Correct. But even inherently, those seem to be contradictory principles. And then if we skip now to the end of the Ran, he has a couple of other limits on this Psak. Back to Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. About 12 lines up from where they get wide, the Kasav of Od HaRamban. The Ramban says, we pass it like Rabbah. But again, the 12th to last skinny line in the Ran. Dafila bin Mishana, says the Ramban. It's a machlokas we shown in the Ran, is going to quote. Dafka bin Nada Shehutar al Yedei Pesach. Shedomik Sas Lenidre Ta'us. When does the whole principle of Huta Miksas Huta Kulu apply? Add this to the list of Pesach versus Harata. We had already 2 days ago about how it works. But the Ramban is also Mechalek. The whole principle is only by Pesach. Because then you could say half of it is undermined, and then the whole thing is undermined. The kivishi not toast benether butter kulo aval hitiru b'charata. But if a rabbi just is matter it through, oh, do you feel bad about this? Then the whole thing doesn't fall away. Ein kol aneder nitar elamashu mischarid b'bavad. That's the shita Ramban. The whole principle we're talking about the past day and a half is only by Pesach. If the neder is gotten rid of through, if you would have known this, would you have taken the neder? Okay, the whole thing is null and void. But if it's working through the other way of getting rid of Nadarim, through Charata, through just feeling bad, so then the principle does not apply. And Tosas argues, Aval betosas kasu dafilu nitar b'charata, kiven dechacham okar aneder meikaro. No, since the nether is still nakar, retroactively, still, kiven shu debuksasu utakulo. So that is machlokas number one. Amazing machlokas, which, when it's figured out the lundus, is it a lundus how Charata works? We discussed yesterday from some achronim, maybe Pesach works through Lamakanalahaba Lamafreya, while Charata is Lamafreya Lamafreya. We discussed that, whether everything is uprooted. So this Machlokas might connect to that as well. Do we say the principle of Huta Miksasa Huta Kulo even applies to cases of Charata? We said, this came up when we said, are you going to lose all your fast days if you're Mati your Nether? So we mentioned then that we had this on the bottom of Chav Beis Mabeis going on to Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. So we said that Pesach is Mikana Lahabal Mafreya. And therefore, the past will stay intact somewhat. Charata totally undermines it. So you might have said just the opposite. You might have said just the opposite. That maybe that's what Tosas feels. Maybe that's what Tosas feels. But the Ramban feels otherwise. Another limit of this psak, and this one everybody agrees to, the Ran just says this whole principle of Huta Miksasa Huta Kulo, continuing in that Ran, is only where you said one lashon, Bishakalalam Kulam, where you said, you're all usher, or you and you and you and you and you and you, you're all usher. But what if a person says, Avilam Amar Lazeh Lazeh, if you say, you're usher to me, you're usher to me, you're without an and in between, and without saying all of you, so then these are separate nidarim. They're separate nedarim, and they're not totally on each other. So that is a second limit. The Ran has limitations on the psak. Number one, the Ramban, that maybe it's only by Pesach and not by Charata. Number two, it's only if you put all the language together. B'shekol olam yachad, kulam. That's the fourth to last skinny line. Dafka b'shekol olam kulam. And limitation number three, what we mentioned at the end of yesterday's shiur, is the second medium line. V'dafka b'hataras chacham. Right? Only by a chacham do we say this principle, and not by a husband. Not by a husband or a father who is battering the daughters, the wife's nadar. So the three limitations of the Ran on the principle, even if you paskin like Rabbi Akiva, of Huter Buksasa, Huter Kulo, maybe it's only by Pesach, and it's only if you put it all together in the language, and it's only by Chacham and not by Baal. Okay. Next Mishnah. So we are up to the fourth case. The fourth case, the beginning of the Perek. Chafam Abayz, the Mishnah said, Arba Nadar Mitir Chachamim. Right? Seven, a week ago, four Nadarim, the Chachamim say you don't even need to be Matir. So we had three already, we're up to the fourth one. We had Nidrei Shkagos, and Nidrei Zeruzin, and Nidrei Havai, right? Exaggeration, and now we're up to the fourth one. Nidrei Onsen, which the Gemara brought this up earlier, but here's the Mishnah. On Nidrei Onsen, what's the case? Hidiru Chaver Shiochal Etzlo. Friend, his person makes a neder that he wants his friend to eat lunch by him. The chalahu, and all of a sudden his friend gets sick. Osha chalah beno, or his friend's son gets sick and he has to stay home with him. The Ran points out, even though these aren't major catastrophe, tragic events, onsin, but still it's an onis enough for this. Osha ikvu nahar, or the river overflowed and he can't get by. Hare elu nidrei onsin. These are nidrei onsin, and therefore it does not even need a hatara. Right, the Rush adds, these are Dvarim, second wide line of the Rush. These are Dvarim Shebelibo Belev Kaladam. Even though you didn't say, oh, only if an Ones doesn't take place. But still, it's known that this is obviously something that you are thinking of, and therefore, you don't even need Hatara. Just to remember the Gemara earlier interpreted this Mishnah, or asked, why isn't this just like a case of Nidrei Zeruzin? And therefore, forget the Ones. He's saying, I mother you that you come eat with me. So isn't this the case of Nidrei Zeruzin? So the Gemara made a new kimta in this case, that really our Mishnah is talking about a case where the invitee initiated the inviting. He said, I really want to eat by you. Could you please invite me? And the inviter then says, fine, I'll invite you. And the invitee says, could you swear about it? Could you make a nether about it? So that was the kimta we had back on Daf Chaf Dalet to explain this Mishnah. Okay. Says the Gemara. Hu Gavra. A story, not an agadic story, but a halachic story. A man has certain shtaris that say he's owed things. And he gives it to Beis Din. He gives the documents of his rights, his chuyos to Beis Din. The Amar, and he says, Ilo asina atzlas en yomin liv tulun hani zichvasai. If I don't come within 30 days, you know, these are batal. These shtaris are batal, and I'm not going to be able to collect with them. If I don't come within 30 days, why in the world would somebody do such a thing? Why would somebody do such a thing? He's just ruining himself. So the Ritva says, explained by the Ran as well, let's say Beis Din is not sure if somebody's going to bring some rias to Beis Din. They don't know this guy's not so trustworthy. He says, give me 30 days, and I'll bring within 30 days, you can throw out my shtaris. So he's like putting himself on the line for Beis Din. He's trying... You can rule against me, right? I'm, you know, he's so sure of himself. He's showing confidence in the Beis Din. That's what he's doing. So Beis Din doesn't think he's just buying time. Beis Din thinks that this guy must be serious if he's saying this is going to happen after 30 days. Or also, he wants to be ma'ayim, the other party. He wants to make the other party be on the defensive. Oh my God, what's this guy doing? So either way, that's what he's doing it. So, that's the case here. So he gives it to Beis Din. Istinus, something happens. Oh, you don't need to happen below us, so he doesn't come back. So what's the halacha in that case? Are his shtaris batel? So Amar Rav Huna, batel zechvasa. Yep, shtaris are batel. Tough luck on him. Amar le Rava. Rava says, what do you mean? Onusu. The Onus Rachmana Patre. What do you mean? This is an Ones. In Ones, he's not responsible for an Ones. Ones Rachmana Patre. The Torah says, you're pater for an Ones. Dechsib v'lanar alo sase davar. Right, as it says in Kisetse, that if a woman is raped, she's ne'enas, she's not killed. Lo sa'asadavar, nothing will happen to her. V'chitei mektalashani, and if you want to say, maybe tainas of ones to prevent somebody from being killed, okay, fine. They will say it. No, it's not unique. V'hatnan, our Mishnah. Nidrei onsen, hidirach haver shiochal, etzlo v'chaluhu, ashachal bedosh, ha'ikvo nahar, hare elu nidrei onsen. So you see, it's not unique. The taina that you have an ones is not unique to Misa. Our Mishnah proves that. Period. Yeah.
It's a very different kind of onus.
Because
when for Naira, she's mamash forced.
And
here, you just got sick.
Right. It's a different kind of onus. So what's included in this onus? How could the Gemara make such a comparison? How could the Gemara compare a case of if you do a Maisa Avera ba'ones? The Gemara is comparing that to an ones bebitul hatnai, bekiyam hatnai. Those are two very different cases. The Gemara says, how do you know that you could claim ones in fulfillment of a tnai? Because if you do an avera ba'ones, you're not killed. Not kasher between those two things. Okay, the same word ones is there, but how can you compare the two things? So we asked this exact question back in on Rashi and Ksuba Staf Gimel. Rashi and Ksuba is there. Rashi and Ksuba is there, says on top of Gimel and Aleph, talking about the same exact case, Midol Raisa, it's not a get. If you say you're going to come back, and it only occurs. Rashi says, Shematzinu Tainus Ones Min HaTorah. Shenamar V'lanara Los HaSadavar. My kesher. So what's the kesher? Says Rabbi Chanan. Yeah, Yisrael.
Let's say by a raya. So who's Esther Karkolam? What was that doing?
Okay, you might say by a woman, Esther Karkolam is even more than a regular tithe of ones. Okay, that's another different point. So maybe by that case, you have even another reason. But says Rabbi Chanan, say many achronim, the common denominator is that ones is not a maisa aveira. Now, ones is not a recognized maisa. That's what an ones does. An ones is not just, according to many, a p'tur of a punishment. Oh, you did it by ones, you're not your potter. No! It's as if it didn't happen! As a contrast, by shogeg, I didn't know it was Shabbos today, and I did a malacha. I have to bring a carbon for that. Obviously it happened! It's a shogeg! Okay, I'm sorry, it was a shogeg, it was by accident. You did the maisa! But by ones, it could be that halacha views it, it's as if it didn't happen. So here, it's as if, you don't say that you didn't come back. I mean, that act is not recognized as coming from you. And so too by the Maisa Aveira. This is Rabbi Chanan says this in Ksubis over there on Daf Gimel. He says, Rabbi Chanan says there in Ksubis and Os, in Oz Beis, to kiyum tonight, but only lo chashav kiyum. It's not as if you makayim it. Why? The nechshav kiyelu niskayim me'ela v'lo al yidei ha'adam. It's not his act. He didn't come back. No, there was no coming back. But he's not labeled as doing that act, right? And this is discussed. If you want a beautiful makor related to this sugya, it's in the Beis Ha'otzer. Yosef Engel in the Beis Ha'otzer on page 83. We're talking about ones. And the Beis Ha'otzer is Rabbi Yosef Engel's encyclopedia, where he goes through the whole Aleph, starting from the beginning of the Aleph phase. He goes through, you know, he has different entries. Ones, Omer Ani, we mentioned before, Umdana. He only got through Gimel, I think. But he only got through Gimel. He's two big, fat volumes. But there he says, Ones, Yesh Lihis Topic. Hadakai Malon Ones Rachmana Patre, Im Hurakla Inyim Peter Adam, the Imala Adam Shum Onesh, Aval Etzem Maisa Averahi. Do you say it is a Maisa Avera with a Peter? O Dilma Gam Etzem Maisa in Chashub Avera. Or do you say it was not even an Avera? I'll give you an Afkamina. Mitzvah Haba Avera. Let's say you did an Avera Ba'ones. Is it labeled as a Mitzvah Haba Avera? Whatever the case is. Forget it depends if it's late, if you did the Avera or not. Right? Or, let's say you have a candle that was lit by a Jew on Shabbos, al yidei ones. So is that mutu levarech ala b'motzei Shabbos? You need a ner sheshavas. You need a ner that, not a ner sheshavas, a ner that was not lit b'isser. So, was it lit b'isser, but ayvei, but you're not punished for it, so you can't use this for Avdallah. But if you say, no, it's as if it didn't happen. If it didn't happen. So then you would be able to use it for Avdallah. And says the Beis Ha'otzer, amazingly, maybe it's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. What machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Where are you going to look? Baba Kama, of course. Baba Kama daf mem. What case? Shor ha'itzdin. An ox that is trained to kill. An ox that is trained to kill. And then it kills. So is that ox chayim misa? This machlokas Rav itzdin was the stadiums, right. And the ox is straight to kill. So the machlokas there says, Shor ha'itzdin, where is it? Rav Amar Kusher Ushmuel Amar Pasul to the Mizbeach. Rav Amar Kusher Anusu. He's an ones. You bring it. He didn't kill. You're allowed to bring it as a carbon. Shmuel Amar Pasul Hari Neved Bo Aveira. Right. He did an Aveira. So again, he was this animal was Ne'anas to kill. It was Velo Shkiyigach Velo Sheyagichuhu. They trained him. It's machlokas. Whether if you say ones Kavaisa Aveira, then he says maybe not. Maybe that machlokas is just about do you say animals could sin. which is a separate issue, right? Do you say that the animals get punished? Are you punishing the animal by killing it? Or you say, no, it's just takala that he killed the person. But that is discussion in the Beis HaOtzer here. Okay. And there are other issues as well. We had this a little bit, maybe ones, if you're trying to do a mitzvah. We've mentioned many times in the past, the other Rabbi Yosef Engel in Asmin Daraisa. Maybe you can be mechalik between mitzvahs made out of machaveir or made out of mamakom. If I don't have enough money to shake a lulav, and I wish I can, I don't have enough money, so Hashem can say this if you did it. Okay, you shook a lulav. Because that's a maisa-oriented mitzvah. So you could say, ones rachmana, patre bakilu kiilu avad. Masha enkein, by a mitzvah made out of machaveir, I'm trying to go to the hospital to visit somebody in the hospital. Oh, my car broke down. As if I did it. The guy doesn't feel good. Yeah, I didn't come. So he says you can't say kilu avad when it comes to a mitzvah ben adam machaveira, only by mitzvah ben adam lamakom. So it's another area where one can look what the status of ones is. But either way, here there is a comparison between ones by a maisa aveira and an ones in kiyum hatanai. Again, ones is huge. We've also discussed in the past, I think a little bit back on Subastav Gimel, I don't remember where else, about in maisa aveira birutzon in a situation of ones. Right. Well, the Noda Behuda has a tshuva, where there's a pirate that stops a caravan of people and says, I'm going to kill all of you. So what happens? One woman comes along and seduces him and is able to be mezana with him and in that way save everybody. So question one is she mutter to her husband? Is that called ratzon or is that called ones? Number two is she mutter to her husband? Because is this baratzon? This isn't baratzon, but it is baratzon. So it's a maisa baratzon in the situation of ones. Says another Yehuda, there's a tshuvas maharik in Kuf Samach Zayin. So again, that is also a big discussion. Maisa versus matzav. Okay, but either way, these are various issues that come up regarding ones. So four lines for the bottom. So Rava was the one that said that ones rachmana patre, and therefore this guy does not lose his shtaris. Ula Rava says the Gemara maishna mehadetnan, but according to Rava, what's the difference between that and the following case? Somebody says to his wife, this is my get from today. If I don't come back within 12 months, right? He doesn't know where he's going to be. He wants to make sure his wife does not become an almana. And therefore he says, if I don't come back, you're divorced from today. And he dies. He dies during the 12 months. It's a get. What do you mean it's a get? Am I? Isness. There's no greater onus than that. No great odds on that. So according to you, Rava, who say that ones is never a claim, or ones can be a claim to say that the kiyum wasn't fulfilled, so here, why don't we say it was an ones? He should have come back, and it's not a good get. So the Gemara answered, no, Amri, there is different. Dilma shiny hasam, di haviyada the miss, if he would have known that he was going to die, min da alter havigam raviyav gita. No, there's different, because he wants to give the get there. If he would know that he would die, he was going to die, he would have said, I'm giving you the get today, because the whole purpose there is to prevent his wife from falling to being an almana. So therefore, that's a separate case, why we would say he would have given the get right away. There's another reason. The Ron says the Gemara could have answered, if you remember back from the beginning of Subas as well, that this is a din d'rabanan. Mishum prutzos and mishum tsnuos. Remember back on Dav Gimel and Subas, there's a din d'rabanan where Chazal say that by getting specifically, the get's going to be a good get because some women are going to be scared that there wasn't an ones, tsnuos and prutzos. So could have said din d'rabanan for this case, but the Gemara finds another answer instead. If he knew that he was dying and he still didn't do it, so then if he knows that he was dying, then he probably would do it. Most people, the case that was talking about, a case where he doesn't want his wife to fall to Yibam. So, Lachar, he would do it. He would do it in that case, right away. Maishna, so where is another question. Maishna, second line, Me'ahu da'amalahu, what's the difference between the following case? A man says, Ilo asina mikana tlasin yomin, if I don't come back from today until 30 days, lehevi gita, it should be a good get. Also, upaskim avra. So he comes back, and he's there, and all of a sudden, the ferry boat, he's on the other side of the river, and his wife is waiting for him. Honey, I'm back. So he says, he's trying to get back, and the ferry's out. So he's not back. He's there, he's right there, we see him. He's not back. Amalu, chazud asoy, I'm here. It should not be a get, I came back. V'yomer Shmuel, what does Shmuel say? Lo shmei masya, he didn't come. It's not called a coming, and therefore it's a get. So again, we say, Amayva, I mean, it's honest. He's honest. He's honest, the ferry is out. So again, according to you, Rava, who say ones is a good claim, why is it not a good claim here? So the Gemara answered, no. Dilma onsa demiglai shani. The guy should have known. boats sometimes have trouble. Subways have trouble, trains have trouble, planes get delayed. So boats, sometimes the ferry is out. So he should have taken this into account originally. So it is his own fault. Umeever miglionse. And the ferry not being passable is an ones that he should have known about. Yeah.
What about getting sick?
What about getting sick? That's the case of the Mishnah.
The case
of the Mishnah is enough of an ones?
So it's not so that's foreseeable.
So is that something that is foreseeable? So according to this, you would say that's not something that is foreseeable. Specifically, I guess, so holy that, or your son, that it wouldn't, right, that's worse. That's a worse kind of ones. There's a machlokas, I forgot to mention, machlokas with the Ritva and the Rivash. What about losing a lot of money? Do you have to spend a lot of money, hesed merube, in order to prevent the ones? So the Ritva says, on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, holy, a person gets sick, he says the same thing with money. You don't have to spend a lot of money to get there to override the ones. The man another ushtaba amidi shu kumba say, and it ones happens. How are you potter? Bein ba ones begufo mamish choli sheni yochal lasos osu davar o akava acheres kago shirabu meme anohar. What if you could pay five times the amount to get across the river? The first class ferries are still running, right? So do you have to do that? So says the Ritva, no. That's also an ones. You don't have to go overboard in order to prevent the ones. And the Rivash says no. The Rivash says no. Being sick is different. Like your son being sick, he says that's worth all the money in the world. That's why that's an ones. But if you have to pay, you have to pay. The Rivash writes this in the Tshuva in Shin Pei Zion. That is, but you're right. From this Gemara, it seems like Choli is less foreseen than the ferry going out. There is a discussion. There's a discussion in the Achronim related to this type of ones. This type of ones is what we call an ones besof hazman. The guy coming on the ferry's out. He asks a simple question. Why didn't he come last week? He said, if I don't go back for 12 months, so then, you know, it's going to be a good guess. He comes on the last day, and there's an ones. So maybe we should tell him, tough luck on you. There's an ones today. Why didn't he come yesterday? Right, it's similar, the post can discuss this, in the case where... Right, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I have time to have mincha. Plenty of time. And I went 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 minutes before shkia. Ah, ones! I got a call. I got to pick up my kids from the carpool. So is that an ones? Could you dive into Myers? Is that an ones or is that mazed? Your fault for waiting until the last minute. Oh yeah, an ones to the last. Ones besof hazman. Do we say ones besof hazman is a good taina or not a good taina? This is a machlokas rishonim. Two days, I left it in the other building, in the Ramah in Yaradeya in Reish Lamed Beis. The Ramah quotes two days whether an ones besof hazman is called an ones. The Aguda, one of the Rishonim, quotes it's not called an ones. It's not a good tainus ones if you come the last day. What's his raya? A Mishnah in Erechin. The Mishnah in Erechin, there's a halacha that you're allowed to redeem batei arechoma. Halacha b'chukosai. Batei arechoma for a year. If you sell a house in a walled city, you're allowed to redeem it for a year. If you don't redeem it during that year, that house is mukhlat, it stays with the buyer. So, the Mishnah describes that on the last day of the 12 months, the buyers used to go hide somewhere. Go hide so the sellers couldn't find them. And then they say the next day, ah, you didn't come, so it's my house. So Hillel made a takana that the sellers could just deposit the money in Beis Din, and boom, it's theirs. That was the takana. That's the Mishnah. Says the Aguda, what do you mean it's an ones? It's an ones. What do you need the takana for? You don't need the takana. It's an ones on the last day. So why can't the seller say, I'm ba'ones? And therefore, it's as if I pay the money. What do you see from there? Why do you need the takana? Says the Aguda, it must be that an ones besof hazman is not an ones. It's not a taina of ones, and that's why Hillel had to make that takana. That is the sheet of the Aguda, 2 days in the Ramah in Reish Lamed Beis. Says the Ksos and Simin Nun, hey, I take issue with the Aguda. So the Ksos, no! Nira, the bias b'vatei arechoma, she nifta ayud beis chodesh, imiru oni shaha yalacha luftoso, kol ashana eno chozer lemocher. It doesn't go back. Why? Because ones, why isn't that a good raya? Because we could say ones, and if by a kiyum matnai, we say it's not a kiyum matnai, because it was ba'ones. Right, you're supposed to. With our case of the Mishnah, right? We say that you're trying to get there and you're not there, so ones doesn't have effects. But what is in the Aguda's case by the Bati Erechoma? We're trying to say ones is as if you did something. So the Kso says, we won't say that. The deal, it's already a full Mechira, and you're trying to undo that Mechira. That's much harder. Is that a question of Tznaim? V'achanami, b'vayis b'atar yechoma, takeif nikne l'lokeach, el shetzivsa Torah, al tnai, she reshiz b'yad l'lokeach, livdoso, toch shnei mesre chodesh. V'chosh lo poto, afilo deyones, enas adachozer. It's a special din by Bater Echoma. It's you sold something. Now you want to get it back. You want to get it back. So that's not so that you required. You have to get it back. So don't bring me any rayas from Bati Arechoma. So again, this is a big discussion in the Achronim. The Minchas Chiddich discusses this Ksos a little bit. Minchas Chiddich does not like this Ksos, because the Gemara has a lashon that buying it back by Bati Arechoma, the Gemara calls that a little ribbis-like, because you know it's really yours and you let him live in it for a year and now you're going to get it back. So if it's a real mechira, so that's not ribbis. Ribbis is only if you lend somebody something for free and then you take it back. So Minchas Chinuch sounds like from the Gemara that it's not really a full mechira. It's like a mechira, a quasi mechira, but it really still belongs to the seller for the first year. Anyway, this is a big discussion in the Achronim. And again, as I mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kuf Ches, if he thought he had time to daven and he was nenas b'sof hazman, he paskes yesh lo tashlumin. Shulchan Aruch passes the kula that you can still dive into Meiruvs, even though Mincha is messed up. And the Magen Avraham is most of there that forgetting is called an ones, shichacha. Because let's say you forgot. Let's say you were going to dive in Mincha, dive in Mincha, and then all of a sudden you forgot. Oh, I can't believe I forgot. You remembered it the whole time. So shichacha is called an ones, and that's good enough. Ones pesof hazman, inyin hilchas tefila, we are mekel. Yeah. Sorry? Yeah, what do you mean by hilchas Shabbos? By hilchas tefila. Yeah, this is Shulchan Aruch is mekel. Okay, a lot more to talk about, but let's continue because there's still more to talk about in the next topic. Ula Rav Huna. So this was all a discussion in Rava. Rava held that Ones is a good claim. And therefore, we asked all the questions about all these cases that Ones wasn't claimed. What about Rav Huna? Rav Huna said Ones was not a good claim. Meaning, what Rav Huna Paskin? Rav Huna Paskin, in the case where the guy gave his shtaris to Bezdin, and it doesn't come back by Ones, all the shtaris are null and void. He can't tie to Ones. So we asked Rav Huna, one minute, Michti Asmachtahi. We asmachta lo kanya. What do you mean? Rav Huna, why are her stories batel? It's an asmachta. What's an asmachta? So again, huge topic, but let's just take the mefarish has one definition here, right across from where we are. An asmachta is where you commit to something that you are not really wholeheartedly into. Maybe it's dependent on a future event that's going to occur, and you don't think that future event is going to occur. Right, so that's an asmachta. You rely. You're so mech, you're das on something, and you're not really wholehearted into the commitment. So here, you give the shtaris to Bezdin. You obviously aren't committed to giving those shtaris up. So isn't that an asmachta? An asmachta lo kanya. That's not a kinyan. Kinyanim have to be full commitments. So why is this good? Why is this a good commitment? So shiny hacha, the mitvah sin zechusan. So Rav Huna says, no, maybe here is different because you actually gave the shtaris to Bezdin. And since you gave it to a third party, maybe that makes it different. Samora says, does it? Well, just because you gave it to a third party, it's not an asmachta. But it's not, the Mishnah says at the end of Baba Basra, Mishapar mixas chovo. I owe $100. And I paid the malveh 50. I still owe 50, but I don't have that money now. So what am I going to do to make the malveh happy? The hishlish shtaro. I give the shtar that says I owe him $100 to a third party. B'yomer, and I tell him, im einani nosin lo mikan v'alamad yom, tein lo shtaro. If I don't pay him back the 50 bucks that I still owe him, give him back his shtar. And then what? He's going to collect 100. So that's what he says. So higiyaz man v'lo nasan. So what happens if he came and he has man and he did not pay the other 50? Rabbi Yossi Omer Yitin. Rabbi Yossi says, okay, no problem. Give back the shtar, and now he owes him 100. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo Yitin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no! That's called an asmachta. He doesn't really think he's going to have to pay 100. That's not a commitment. That's gezel. That's stealing. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, you cannot give. Even though he said that, you cannot give the shtar back. The Omer of Nachman Omer Rabbi Avu Omer Rav ain't alach like Rabbi Yossi. The Omer asmachta kanya. We don't pass it like Rabbi Yossi. So, it's the Gemara. So you see, there's a smachta is a problem even when you give the shtaris to somebody else. So the Gemara answers, Shaini hacha da amar liv to lanzachuse. No, this case is different. Why? Because here, you're not being machnet anything to anybody. What are you doing? You're giving shtaros and say, I'm not going to collect these shtaros if something happens. So the Ran has two deyas. First, the Ran says, this is mechila. This is mechila. You're being mochel. Mechila. There's no problem with mechila, but asmachta by mechila. It's a big chiddush, but that's the top line of the Ran. Kivan de mechila hi les ba asmachta. De miyad zocha bo chadero. When there's mechila, there's no asmachta problem. And he says this is the Rashita of the Rambam. This fits in very nicely what we've discussed in the past. If you say that mechila is not really a kidyon at all, mechila is just removal of oneself, what's called a siluk. So then there's no asmachta is a kinyan problem. But if you're just removing yourself, that's why there's no problem. No problem of asmachta. So that's what you're doing here. You're not being machne anything. You're just removing yourself. You're being mochel. But then the Ran quotes Rashi. Rashi in other places seem to say there is a problem of asmachta even by mechila. So he quotes another pshat of this line of the Gemara. What does it mean, liftel and schusei? What the guy really is saying is that if I don't come back, then I'm admitting that those shtaros are false, are sheker. That's what he means. That's why it's different here. So that's the second shot, exactly what this line of Lipskin Schuse means. The Hilchasa, the Gemara ends off. Asmachta Kanya, Asmachta is Kone, if Vahuta Lo Onis, if no Onis took place, and Vahuta Konami Neba Bezin Chashav, as long as a Kinyan took place in front of a Bezdin Chashav. Again, that's a big discussion in the Ran here about the Kinyan. But that is in a limited way, we paskan asmachta kanya. But really, in general, we paskan asmachta lo kanya. And this is the issue, again, the gambling issue. The gambling issue of one of the problems, one of the many problems of gambling, of having, I think there's a shiur on this online, about the shiur about gambling, the issue of having pools, sports pools, betting where the money goes to the different parties. Again, there are serious hashkafic issues with that, but the halachic issues are asmachta, which is gezel derabanan, according to some shitas in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf chaf dalet. But again, that is a major discussion, which we're not going to get into the gambling issue, but just one machlokas haposkim, and that is, what about buying a lottery ticket? What about buying a lottery ticket? Is there any problem with that? Is that I'm doing a kinyan, and is there any problem of asmachta regarding a lottery ticket? Says Rav Avadi Yosef, yes. Rav Avadi Yosef Paskins in, where's the shuva? In Yabia Omer Choshen Mishpat Chelak Zayin V'gam L'mifal HaPayis Yish Rabim Shekonim Kartisim Rabim. Many people spend all their money on lottery tickets. Kimat b'chol d'mei mas kurtam, all their salary. B'choshvam Ulay Mispar Echad Mehem Yarviach. I had it, right? You have a dream. Right? All it takes is a dollar and a dream. Right? So the says everybody has that mentality. Right? How many people buy it and they start dreaming of what they're going to do with the money? Mamish, it's like it's so reality. Ulubasof yotzim b'shim v'ayin. And after the end, they get nothing. Umafsidim amon v'rachusham. So if Imi says, maybe according to Ashkenazic, the Ramah, one could find a kula, if you look at the sugis of Asmachta, Anan b'didon kibano alin haras maran, the Shulchan Aruch bein l'hakar bein l'hachmir, and it is Asmachta and it's gezel derabanan, and you're committing to something, it's gezel. Other poskim say it's not a problem. Rav Sternbach in Shuvas v'Hanhagas and Chelek Dalid says no. You know what a lottery ticket is like? It's an investment. Let's say you buy a house and your house goes up in value. It appreciates. That's Asmachta? Asmachta means where the kinyan didn't take place yet. You're committing yourself to a future kinyan dependent on something. That's asmachta. But by a house, you buy something today, and now it goes up in value. It's not asmachta. The kinyan was full at T1. At T2, it's worth more. So, wonderful! I made some money. There's no asmachta problem. So you buy a lottery ticket for $1. So tomorrow it's worth $20 million? That's great appreciation. That's great appreciation, but the kinyan's finished today. You know it will be. So every time you buy anything, you buy something today, you buy a stock, you buy anything, you buy something hoping that it'll go up in value. But the kinyan's finished.
Here the hope is much more remote.
Okay, it's more remote, so it's probably more of a Baal Tashchis issue. There's a Baal Tashchis, but in terms of the asmach, the kinyan element, the kinyan's finished.
You buy a house, it's not going down to zero.
Right, I'm saying, but today's market, I don't know. But still here. So you're right. So you say this is going to be worth $5 million or zero, right? So but here he says Yodeya Kol Echad Shasiki Shelo Lizakos Hu Kalush Maod. He knows his chances are very weak. Umekabels Os Belev Shalem, and he accepts upon this. And I'm going to spend the money anyway. Avo Kasheroa Shachaveru Shasichek Imo B'Mischuvim Nasefu Masid. In a case of gambling, of playing cards, where you know you see your friend win and you lose, Mitztayer V'Koy V'Lotuva. That hurts because you didn't expect. Right, the more it has skill involved, the post can say the worse it is because you think you're going to win. Mashenkin Kishakula Moshe Meiroshes Kaspam Lama Argenei HaHagralot Gomer Daito L'Shtadi B'Lev Shalem. There's another kula, by the way, Rav Shechter likes to say most lottery money in both countries go to fix the roads, go to schools, education, and we pass in Shulchan Aruch Asmachel Tztakis Kanya. Asmachel Tztakis Kanya. If it's any for Tztaka, right, that's where you're allowed to have a Chinese auction in a shul. If all proceeds go to Tztaka, Asmachel Kanya. You want to have a baseball pool and all the proceeds go to Tztaka? Fine, wonderful. So that's different. So maybe that's why, maybe a lottery, even if you want to say it is something of Asmachel like Rav Avadia, but still Asmachel Tztaka. And therefore, it would be Kona. Again, this is a major issue, which we touched on. Beth Hashem, there'll be another time to talk about it. Tomorrow, we get to Dina to Malchus Adina, which I guess is a connected idea. And Dvar Shevalev, number of points coming up.